The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line, we got Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Sports Network covering LSU. Blake, man, things are hot in the city tonight. So, first of all, thanks for joining us on Labor Day. Glad to have you on. And Bob and I were talking about this earlier, that the disappointment, the inability to run the football, this was supposed to be the strength of this football team up front. And to be honest with you, they did a solid job in pass protection, but they got sort of pushed around up front. No holes. Now, John Emery got a couple of nice runs, and I was so glad to see John contribute. He had told me in the summer, he said, I'm going to make an impact. Game one. I was like, man, I hope so, John. And he came through. Also, to the penalties. And to have basically 100 yards worth of penalties, the two, man, 15-yarders from the veterans on the team, you know, from Kyron Lacy. And I think at this point you could hear the frustration, and you hear it today. And, Blake, will you hear it tonight when you do your podcast? This game laid right in the lap of the offense.
No question, Mike. I think you're spot on when you talk about the penalties. You know, 99 yards and penalties isn't good. You know, Mike, but I think you're right in reference to running the football. But not only that, I mean, Mike, let's look at the second half as it was told. LSU's defensive possessions, the first four defensive possessions they had in the second half, they forced a three and out, they allowed a field goal, they had another three and out, and then the fourth time they came in was the Savion Jones when he batted the ball in the air and almost got picked off on fourth down. Mike, four straight drives that you only get 7 points. And not only that, you're in the red zone or the 15-yard line, with inside the 15-yard line, and you only get 6 points when you're in there three times. Those are the things that kill you. You know, like those things will beat you 10 times out of 10 if you're not careful. Mike, and I went back and watched it today, and look, I'm not saying I'm a film junkie or anything like that. The second half, when you had the inability of running the football, you kept coming in tight on your offensive formations, and they would have eight guys in the box. Like, throw the football. If they're going to put that many people in there, throw the football. But, Mike, I don't know anymore, man. I mean, the lack of execution in the second half offensively, I thought, stunted you. And you just can't get only 6 points when you get in the red zone three times like that.
Three. Bob?
You know, and when you look at it, the ebbs and flow and how the game's going to unfold. And I thought overall, even though you look at Moss, I guarantee he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks they face this year. He was 26 to 36 for 378 yards. But he looked just so poised. I thought Nussmeier looked poised. And then you look at always look at it. I don't think it's the same song and dance if you look at it under Blake Baker. We gave up, again, a ton of big plays, 12 or 15 yards or more. 12 of the 15 yards or more was 284 yards. And then I'm looking at the average roughly like 11 yards completion in the first half. But they were making unbelievable catches. So I'm saying we might watch the rest of the season and we'll see that those kind of plays made by the receivers and what the quarterback did.
No doubt. And Bobby, I think that that's what they beat you in. Where you, at times offensively, were a little bit more methodical in your scoring drive, they weren't methodical. I mean, let's look at the first half and their first touchdown. They had a play for 17 yards to the tight end, a 19-yard screen to Zachariah Branch, and then a 24-yard catch, the ridiculous catch, the one-headed catch by Kyron Hudson. I mean, that's not methodically moving the ball down the field. I mean, that's big chunk game. And they did that on you all night. Now, that's got to get cleaned up defensively. But if I would have came on this show last week and said, hey, you know what? Defensively, you would hold them 3-9 on third down, 0-1 on fourth down, and you would hold them to 69 yards rushing. Guys, think about this. Lincoln Riley is 1-11 in games where he doesn't have over 100 yards rushing as a head coach. 1-11. His only win is yesterday versus LSU. You held him to 69 yards. Those are the small things. Like those chunk plays, they were making plays, and you knew that they could. They were a really good unit. And just, again, when you're getting off the field that much, you got to go get points. You got to go put the game away. They're going to have offensive weapons. We knew that going into it. But as Mike mentioned earlier, too, when you can't establish a running game, I think it's a big deal. You know, that little toss play they kept going to that John had back-to-back 8-yard runs on. Back-to-back, why are you not – if you're getting at them on the edge, why are you not attacking them on the edge? I'm not the person to call people out. It's not my job. But there are some things to be said that when your offensive inefficiencies, when you're getting that many stops, it can be very crucial. And then the momentum changes when they come out. And the second-to-last touchdown that they had, you go 3-and-out, and they go 2 plays in the touchdown. Like, those are the kinds of things that get you beat, too.
You know, and Blake, and again, I thought Nussmeier, I mean, he was poised to me from the get-go. I mean, he looked like he wasn't overwhelmed. I think both quarterbacks looked like, because, you know, I always say you never want to be the man to replace the man. When you think about...
Moccasins, those two guys
that
can walk in.
Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, I don't know. To me, they were fine. I mean, how both of them, they seem poised. But one player, I think Nussmeier freaked out. I don't know why. I mean, he's going to the right. Remember, the Tigers reached the red zone, which they sucked in the red zone.
That was one.
And they gained 2 yards on 3 plays after 2 incompletions. I mean, what happened on that play? I mean, I think we might have scored or we'd have been close, but, you know, we ended up selling for a 31-yard field goal. But I thought that was the right play, right design. And I think that's why.
It was just a bad pass.
I think he was freaked out how open he was.
I agree. I was going to say, I think he was surprised he was that open.
No, it was like, I was like, whoa, what did he just do? I was like flabbergasted. And they never showed the replay on TV. I'm like, no, that was like, what did he just do? I mean, he's been playing, making the throws you need to make. That's like, you can make that in seventh grade or something.
Well, and not even that, too, on that play, too. I know that you're talking about the one with Aaron Anderson out in the flat. The ball it gets landed at his feet.
Yeah.
You got cushion on the outside on Kyron Lacy, too. And that's a whole other discussion that we're going to have tonight. How in the good googly moogly in the second half on 2 throwaways, which the target is considered to go to Kyron Lacy, when he has 7 catches in the first half, do you not get your playmaker the football? You know, we went into this game saying that Nuss needed to be a little bit more conservative and not turn the football over. Guys, 24 passing attempts were 10 yards or less. 24. That's too conservative. Now, I get that Chris is not, you know, Chris Hilton's not out there, and you don't maybe have a guy that can hit him deep. But for good goodness sake, I mean, Connor's not getting stopped. And I think that even that pass, even the pass before that, Bobby, I mean, you're not getting him in the right situations on some of these. But then when you do get him in the right situation, you're not able to execute too. So, look, Garrett missed a couple of big ones. But, I mean, like last night, I mean, to start of the game, he was 12 of 14. I mean, he ended the first half, I think it was, 15 of 19 or 15 out of 18? I mean, the kid was incredible from his timing aspect. It's just, you know, I don't know, man. I really don't. But not getting Kyron the ball in the second half, too, really hurt you.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, and Blake, when I look at it, obviously I think Coach Kelly says we got to coach better. Well, hell yeah. much is given, much is required. The same thing with Lincoln Riley. I think Lincoln Riley, this might be his most significant win he's had since he's been at USC.
You know, the toughest
and being on the hot seat
he ever played, I think, was against Houston. Man, most of these opening games for Lincoln, if it was at Oklahoma or at USC, were not tough games. And that his game plan along with Lynn's game plan, it worked. And the surprising part for USC was how effective they were on defense. They really did. I'm not saying they loaded on defense talent-wise. Now, their secondary's good.
Well,
but their front seven, that surprised me how well they played in that game.
Blake, you look at total defense, like Mike's saying, total defense or run defense, like you're 115 around there. I mean, you think LSU's defense was bad last year. USC was worse.
Which is hard to believe.
I don't know. I think we got our coach.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, and look, another thing D'Anton Lynn did too, man. Go back. I mean, look, stacking the box the way that he did and disguising it, right? Like, I mean, he disguised run plays. Everything that he did was by design. And I think it's, look, we talk about being our coach. You have a first-time true play caller without Skip, and that is Joe Sloan versus the guy in D'Anton Lynn, who, I mean, guys, let's just be honest. I mean, he won that battle. And that, I mean, I'm not trying to put a loss on Sloan. I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying, like, that's where you got out coached too. He knew what he had to do going into this.
The things defensively, they were aggressive. You saw that part of Blake Baker, and I think that'll be part of this defense. And the one thing I do agree with Coach Kelly is that, hey, listen, you got warts on defense. That's sometimes you're not going to be able to just put them right back out, three and out, three and out, three and out, and put them back out on the field. They go get exploited. I think why a lot of people are pointing the finger at the defense is the last thing you remember, the last two drives. Blake, I think a lot of people, because that's stuck in their mind of what you saw in the last two drives where Moss was unbelievable throwing the football. He didn't have a lot of pressure on him, and he sort of carved you up at the end of that game. But for 3.5 quarters, had you told me that this team would have been 10-10 at halftime, I'd have never believed you. Never believed that.
Well, and here's another thing, Mike. We talked about this to start off the segment. Four straight drives, they got 3 points in 20 minutes. The last thing that Miller Moss did was in the last 5 minutes of the football game. Right? Like, time of possession, because you had a three and out that went into there. I mean, look, for 20 straight minutes in the second half, they shut them down. Like, that's not – Savion Jones, heck of a game. Absolutely elite in what he was doing. But, I mean, again, four straight drives to start off giving up 3 points. Mike, not only would I would take that, you know who else would take that? Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams last year. You want to talk about national title contention? Those teams wish that they had that last year too. But they, I mean, look, they sent pressure after them all night. And I thought even the Savion Jones first sack, the plays made by Savion, go back and watch it. A lot of people on Major Burns today, when they sent Major off the edge, he made some critical plays in reference to containing Miller Moss that got Savion into the mix on those sacks. Those were some crucial plays, but Blake's not going to sit on his laurels here. But, Mike, I got to say one thing. I thought safety play was a little bad, you know, at times, and I think they got to clean that up. They got some talented freshmen back there that I don't know if they don't need to, you know, maybe start looking at some guys on the freshman side of things at safety, because, look, things got a little dicey at times at that position.
Blake, you and I have talked about it. It won't be long before those two young kids will be playing. And I'm not talking about as a backup. I'm talking about potential starters. I think they've almost seen enough to say, you know what, we can't match up well downfield. We're going to go with the young kids.
Well, and you know, Blake.
Deshaun Spears is 10 times more athletic than Gilbert. And I hate to say it like that, but, man, when he came out of the game, they threw a fade route, and Deshaun Spears almost, if he was, you know, if the ball would have been thrown, he had a chance to make a play there. So those are the small things, Mike. I know it's just a play, but, I mean, you got to get better play from the safety position. And here's another thing, too. The McCree kid, the tight end from USC, 5 catches last night, all came on third down. Okay? You had one-on-1 safety versus tight end. They came on third down. So those are critical things that in coverage, you got to get a safety that can cover a tight end, because you know who's going to be licking their chops when they see that. It's Lane Kiffin. And you got them in a couple weeks, too.
You know, Blake, when I look at you know, like we excited when our defense comes up with a stop and you want momentum. And I'm looking at LSU punted what on three of their five possessions after halftime. I'm like saying, okay, I'm thinking maybe, okay, I'm not saying we got to be perfect, but punt one time, but three times on five possessions? No, come on. Now, I was disappointed in that. And obviously, you look at our special teams, nothing to write home about, and, you know, I was like, when you're a little worried about this, a different topic now, I'm talking about, you know, what do you do in the possessions, the five possessions after halftime. But all of a sudden, I'm worried about, what's his name, Mike? He has a Zacharias?
Yeah, Zacharias.
I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, he's taking it to the house. I was like,
my thing is, don't kick it to him.
No, and then I was almost falling on my chair. I'm watching this, and I'm squirming, and I was like, oh, thank God we saw. I mean, but when you think of, when you think about all what occurred there, I mean, it's like we need any opportunity that we can have to help us out. But I thought that was interesting that that we punted three of the five possessions after halftime and didn't have any kind of momentum against that USC defense.
Well, not only that, buddy, to your point, think about this. When you punted to, or kicked off to him, okay, and you had the penalty and you got they got that long run back, you held them to a field goal there. By the way, they started on your own 40. So the kid's explosive. I mean, the screen plays, what did he have, guys? I'm sorry. The intern said he had three screen plays that went for how long? 63 yards. that kid's good, man. That kid's good. I don't know.
He's not the biggest cat in the world, but, man, does he put the lump in your throat if you're a coach having to go against him. Blake, I know you got a roll. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I do know one thing. You will have a lively podcast tonight.
Fireball's gonna be rolling up in there
tonight. And Blake, when you think about it, we could kick Nichols's behind, Nichols State
in South Carolina,
and then you're going on the road at South Carolina. You know, LSU fans, you know what they tell me? Are we gonna be all right next couple of weeks? And they look at starting SEC play, South Carolina. What'd they beat Old Dominion about 4 or 5 points? Old Dominion
less than a touchdown.
Yeah, I know that.
So we.
Yeah, so the challenge is going to be whether they lost or beat USC Ole Miss.
That's the next hurdle down the road. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you soon. Y'all go.
All right.
Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious? LSU Sports Network.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.